So what's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, broadcasting to you from the kind of funny spare bedroom. So I went and dropped Jen's mom off at the airport. Incredibly early flight to get her back to Montreal, right? And I was like, I'll just go to the office. And yesterday, I was like, me and Barrett came to the office, and he went to put in his key code on the thing. I was like, oh, wait, let me do mine. I gotta check that it works, and it didn't work. And so then I was like, that's a good thing I tested it, because obviously tomorrow I'm going to be here incredibly early after I drop mom off the airport. And so then I told Kevin, hey, my keypad didn't work. He's like, oh, that's weird. And he went and did something. He's like, all right, it'll work now. I'm like, thanks, Kevin. So, you know, now you smash cut to 6:30 in the morning, and I roll up to the office, and I come in and I put my key code in. Door opens, no problem. Great. Get it here. The alarm's going off because it's supposed to turn off the alarm. You know, it's like not going off like it's breaking, going off like, hey, you put in your code or we're going to fucking call the cops. Put that code in, great. And then there's another door, and I put my key code into that, and it goes boop, boop, boop. And then I went, oh, shit. And I put in another code, nailed it, put in my code, boop, boop, boop. And I'm like, fuck. And then I put in a couple other codes that I know, boop, boop, boop. Those don't exist anymore. And it's like, okay, so I work on this keypad, but I don't work on that keypad. So I'm in the office, but also locked out of the office. Which is not great. It's not terrible. I get to record to Gregway. I came in early to do work, right? I figured I would come straight here rather than go home. And I'll bust out some invoices. I'll do some scripts. Technically, I can still do all that from this little in-between room. That's the secure room. But it's good news that the studio is so secure, right? That the CEO of the company can't get into it. Maybe it doesn't need to be that secure, but it's secure. And that's all that matters. So, hey, how you doing? It's a Gregway at 6:30 in the morning. Not that long after I recorded the Gregway from last night. So, what new things do I have to talk about? Well, I'm locked out of the office, but I already covered that. God of War Ragnarok reviews on Thursday. That's exciting. That's tomorrow. Gonna be a long day today of getting ready for that. Doing stuff for that. I didn't look before I leap on this one. I was like, I'll do the Gregway while I'm locked out. But then I didn't think, well, you go for 2 minutes talking about being locked out. What are you gonna do? I'll tell you what, update, I'm still not feeling the new Taylor Swift album. It's not that I'm, and again, not that I think it's bad. Midnights. It's just like, oh, hold on, Kevin's texting. Hold on. Because I said, hey, my code didn't work. What do I do? Yeah, I'll get back to this, Gregway. I made it in the office. Yay! What's up, everybody? It's still Gregway. And I'm stretching. I'll tell you what, Kevin, I want to make sure this is very clear. Like, me getting locked out is not Kevin's fault or, like, you know, Kevin fucking up. It's just the millions of things we ask Kevin to do. He also is like, he got me in, obviously, and he's like, I checked the thing. Your code is the code in there, so who knows what the fuck's going on. But it doesn't matter. I'm inside, and who cares? And I found something else to talk about, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, because even though it's 6:30 in the morning, I'm still talking to people. And the one, the only, the nanobiologist, of course, is a character over on Kind of Funny Games Daily who writes in all the – his name is Mick, by the way. He writes in all the time with the You're Wrongs, keeping us honest, giving us the things. He also editorializes, and he pisses Blessing off. But for the most part, Mick's pretty great. And yesterday we were giving him a lot of good-natured shit about getting married and how I'd already thanked him. And yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter. He dropped me a message that goes like this. Well, first off, there's a heartfelt thing thanking me for the message because, of course, he's a kind of funny best friend. He understands what we're up to. But then he goes, got any advice for anyone who's newly married for making it all work so well? And I thought, what a great question that I don't know how often I've talked about in content, but I don't talk about it often, I'm sure. And this is my fucking show, so I can talk about it anyway. And so I started writing a response, and then I was like, man, writing, that's so 2007. Let's be 2022 and just take his heartfelt – I didn't read his message, but take his question and make it into content, and I'll answer it here. So what I was starting off – I can tell you what I already – because I put heart, and then I said the advice is simple, quote, she's your priority now. I put, I got married too, and I thought this is going to be a long story. I might as well podcast it for Gregway. I was going to say – I got married too young, if you remember, ladies and gentlemen, of course. And I'm not – if you get married right out of college, if you get married at 24 – I was 24 when I got married, right? And that works for you. I'm not saying – I personally got married too young. I should not have gotten married as young as I did. And my story about that, when I think both me and my ex-wife knew that, like, we were young and this, you know, it was what was expected, I think, in the Midwest, right? You know, we went to college, we fell in love, and then I graduated, and then I was like, well, now you're going to get married and start a family, yada, yada, yada. And, like, you know, the usual Midwest timeline doesn't include then, you know what, now you're going to tear up your life and move to San Francisco and talk about toys. So I think there was that. But at the crux of all of it, right, like, I remember when I got the job at IGN, and my ex-wife was super like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great, let's move to San Francisco, yada, yada, yada. Like, what obviously should have been a canary, well, I guess we weren't married yet, but what should have been a canary in the coal mine for our relationship was, I was like, listen, I need you to promise me you'll give me a decade. I need a decade out there at least. Like, this has been my dream. I know it's going to be tough. I know all these different things, but I was saying this because my ex-wife, and granted, again, we were children at the time, was non-committal on a lot of different things, right? Oh, this is a great idea, and we'd start doing something or get into something, and then she's like, I don't like this, actually. And so I didn't want to have that in the back of my mind, of course, that we moved to SF, I start working at IGN, and then 6 months in, she's like, I hate SF, and I don't want to live here anymore. And, like, that is a pretty huge problem, and that goes back to she's a priority now. She's your priority now to Mick, right? Because for me, right, it was that idea that when we got out there, and I had said, you know, give me the decade or whatever. In my head, I was like, if she says in 6 months, 6 years, I'm not feeling that we need to leave. I in my head, I was like, I'm not gonna go. And obviously, like, I say that out loud now, and I didn't like fully, you know, grasp it as a kid, 23 year old, when I had this conversation, maybe even younger. I didn't grasp it then what it's supposed to be, marriage, and what it's supposed to be having a partner and having for life and all that jazz. And so, like, that was a red flag in retrospect, right? Like, I should have known that. And what's great about having that experience, right, is the fact that I remember distinctly it set the bar then for getting married again. Where I remember having conversations with, I think, Dunham, right? And it was, like, at IGN, Jeremy Dunham, of course, now over at Psyonix and Rocket League, you know, friend of the show, founder of Podcast Beyond with me. And it was that thing of, like, well, I won't get married again until I know that that person is more important than my career, that that person is the most important thing in my life, that that person is my priority, right? And, you know, that was very much the benchmark, I guess, in what I would think about when I'm in another relationship or when I'm dating somebody or when I'm out of it, and, you know, what is it going to be? And, like, that was the thing about finding and falling in love with Jen, right, is that you want to talk about, you know, talk the talk, walk the walk, right? Like, keep in mind, you know, I don't think my wife gets enough credit, and maybe, you know, maybe you're new around here, thanks for the support or whatever, and you found us during the pandemic and stuff, but, like, you know, Jen's an immigrant, Jen's a Canadian, Jen had a incredibly successful, and she is incredibly successful now and has a great video game career now. At the time, was an upstart at a little thing called Square Enix Montreal, which just closed yesterday, and was killing it, and was well-known in the industry, and well-respected in the industry, and her career was really on fire, and, you know, we went on a date in July. In October, we were over. We went on a date in July. In October, we filed to get married so that she could move to the United States to be with me. And she knew, and I knew, that that meant she would have to leave her country, leave her family, leave her job. And since she'd be immigrating here, come here, I think it was 90 days, right? 90 day fiance, right? I think it was within 90 days of getting the approval for the marriage thing. She had to come here, get married, and then she wouldn't be allowed to work in the United States until she got her work visa. And normally that process is supposed to take 3 months. We had the great idea to kick off this entire relationship in October. In November, Donald Trump got elected president and then totally fucked up the immigration system. And it took 9 months until Jen could work. And when I say took 9 months, it took 9 months, then multiple phone calls to immigration, multiple visits to immigration, and then finally it took me tweeting at and then calling Nancy Pelosi's office and then being like, I tweeted and they didn't respond to the tweet, and then I called, and when I called, they were like, wait, what's your name again? I'm like, Greg Miller. She's like, I know you. And I was like, oh, like, you're a fan? She's like, no, I saw your fucking tweet. I'm like, oh, okay. Not Nancy Pelosi, one of her aides or whatever. And they had to then call, they, you know, on behalf of Pelosi went to the immigration department, like, let this fucking lady work, and they approved her shit. But yeah, like, back to this point, making it a priority, like, Jen immediately made our relationship and our family a priority, right? And it was the fact that, hey, I will give up everything I've been working on my entire career to move here to be with this guy. This is a lunkhead, you know what I mean? And then, of course, since then, she started Pop Agenda. They are, like, as you know, every time I fucking talk about an indie game, I have to be like, well, my wife's company kind of worked with these people on PR, marketing, planning, or whatever purposes. Like, they're all over the place. I digress. Jen gave that to me out of the gate after knowing me romantically for, what, 2 months? I mean, because we filed in October, but we had been talking about it since, you know, the first date's in July. The second date was in August, right? So since August. That's incredible, right? And that goes both ways. Where if tomorrow Jen was like, I'm sick of America. I don't want to be here anymore. I'd be like, okay, let's go. Like, we'll figure it out. Like, we'll figure this all out. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, you all know that I'm ride or die kind of funny. Like, I think we're also, especially after coming off of COVID, right? Like, we're in a different place where clearly I could Discord into shows, or I could, you know, I'm talking about things, something that's not happening. For the record, Jen's not like on the fence right now about, I fucking hate, she already lived through a lot here in America. She's like, we have to get out. Not yet. But I'm saying, like, we could figure that out, right? And that's the, you know, the beauty of Kinda Funny and what you've helped us build, I think, is that I think we can do that and we can be malleable that way. Keep in mind, you know, jump back to me in 2007 in IGN, right? Like, I just joined the world's biggest video game website and I'm a nobody and I'm not doing anything. And it's not my company. It's not my company. The hot rods on our end. It's not my company. It's not, you know, there's a million different reasons of like why I wouldn't be able to like move back to Missouri in 2007 and keep doing my job the way I was doing it. But I digress. So Mick, that's my thing to you. A long-winded way of saying what I already said. She's your priority now. Like if your partner, and this goes for everybody, obviously, if your partner and you're trying, if you're thinking about getting married and you can't put that person first in every respect, you know what I mean? Like in every respect. And I think, you know, I've had tons of relationships, right? Not really. I've had a handful of relationships. And it's like, you know, that thing where like somebody doesn't want to go to the party or wants to leave early and you kind of go like, oh, like, and this is a lot of college stuff because most of my dating life was in college or whatever, right? Like, I guess that's not even true either. Just being young, I guess, right? Anyways, I'm saying like, you know, that's not what it is. Like, I don't roll my eyes at Jen, nor do I feel like, you know, if she has a request, it's a burden or something. Maybe when I, like last night, I was like, finally time to play some video games. And like, literally I pull the chair over. It's a whole thing of why I'm doing it this way. I pull the chair over. I go to settle in the seat. And she's like, what was it? She's like, oh, can you make me an old fashioned? And I was like, you know, your ass is about to hit the seat. Like, all right, yeah, sure. I go make the old fashioned. I come back and give it to her. Ass about to hit, can you pour me water? I'm like, woo. But I love her so much. And of course, I did all that. And then I put headphones on and played God of War Ragnarok for like 5 hours in front of her. So can't complain. Mick, mazel tov. Congratulations on the wedding once again. Thanks for being such a great supporter. And thank you, Patreon people, for watching this video. It started in a hallway of a very secure office and is now here in the office on a very early morning. 7:31. Been 1 hour, I guess, since I was over there. Crazy how time flies. This is a long Greg way. Until next time, it's my pleasure to serve you.